Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back, Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina at realside.com. That's the realside.com. We are on 70 plus radio stations on the GCN and Salem Radio Network across the Fruited Plain. And it is always, it is a pleasure sitting in the chair for Joe when he is doing his godly work for the kids of his local school district. And boy, do they need that work right now. I was talking in the last hour about how the left today are, in essence, much, much different than what we have seen in previous versions of the left. We've all grown up either Republican or Democrat, conservative, liberal, progressive, libertarian, whatever it may be, and we've always had policy differences. This is what makes us a great country. We can sit across from each other and debate each other. But what happened in 2016 when Donald Trump entered the scene and ultimately won the election and decided that he was just going to not listen to the Democrats that were screeching and yelling and haven't stopped screeching and yelling and lying and using the power of Congress to try to stop him. He just went full bore. He went absolutely full bore. And even with the opposition doing what they've done with impeachment and investigation after investigation and fighting against the 99% of the mainstream media that are against him as well, you know, there's still a very strong likelihood that he can win the election right now. Again, a lot of that has to do with what we're going to be seeing happening with voting and the mail-in voting ballots. But here's the scary thing, and I will say this. The conversation right now that we've been having over the past few years has changed dramatically from where it once was, where we would discuss policies. And yeah, there was always a few people that would be, colorful in their language about how much they don't like somebody. George Bush was Hitler. Mitt Romney was Hitler. Ronald Reagan was a crazy cowboy. I remember growing up in high school and college, and he was going to start World War III. You know, they've always been aggressive, especially from an emotional standpoint, and that's the left. They're very emotional in their appeal, and that's why they do win, because people respond emotionally. But what we've seen in the past few years, especially in the past several months, is something altogether different, where the left in their way that has been essentially validated by the mainstream media is they have abdicated all sense of responsibility for their office, and they have just gone lock, stock, and barrel with the craziest amongst them. And they are enabling those that want to commit violence. I mean, we first saw this with the Republican-Democrat softball game, right, where Scalise was shot and almost killed, okay? We've seen this with Rand Paul, who was not just attacked at his home by his neighbor, he literally had a chunk of his lung taken out. And, you know, then we saw him leaving the Republican National Convention last week at the White House, and they were attacked in the streets, you know, by idiots that simply say her name, say her name. Well, he actually wrote the bill, but anyway, we all saw this. But here is a mashup. I'm going to play a small part of this right now. This is what the media and the Democrats have been promulgating over the past couple of years. Is it any wonder why we're seeing the violence in the streets?
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. See, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about...
Okay, we can go on with this. All right, you've heard these all before. You recognize some of those faces and names, and if you're listening, they're people like Maxine Waters and others. You know, the fact is that in normal times, in times of peace, there are always people on the margins that are just enough crazy to get out there and hurt people. And we have now a major party in the United States that is enabling them. They have essentially opened the gates to the cuckoo's nest. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to guess that outside of the blue Twitter checkmarked echo chambers and our media, that most people are not entirely happy or comfortable about this. And they're going to vote accordingly. So Democrats, continue. Democrats, let's continue burning down those cities, your cities, blue cities, because this is on you. You may want to project your hate and say that this is the fault of white supremacists and Trump and all this crazy idiotic nonsense. You know what I'm seeing in the streets? I'm seeing a heck of a lot of whites. They're young kids wearing Antifa masks, and they're cowards when they're taken to account. We've got Dave Carter with Dave Carter Online and Ricochet.com coming up here after the break. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Wait a minute, I'm not Joe Messina. I'm Ken Sussman, regular guest host here at The Real Side Radio on 73 radio stations in the Salem Radio and GCN networks across the Fruited Plain. It is always a pleasure to be with you. And I am in full rant tonight. I've had my coffee. I've been watching political conventions for 2 weeks. I've got stuff to say. But nobody says it better than our next guest, Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online and the host of the Dave Carter Show at Ricochet.com. We've had him on the show before. He's been over at Whiskey Politics as well. And if, for those that don't know him, he is a truck driver, retired military veteran, former private detective, and radio show host. Welcome back to the show, Dave. How are you, my friend?
I'm a man of many personalities, evidently, and many jobs and couldn't hold any of them. So we're having a good time. How about you?
Yeah, we're doing really well. And off the off air, we were talking about about this concoction called Drambuie, which is a sweet whiskey, I take it?
It's a Scotch whiskey. It's from Scotland, and it's very good. You drink it on the rocks or without the rocks or however you want to drink it, or put it in an IV bag. It's good, but it's great. I haven't tried pouring it over frosted flakes yet, but the evening is young. You never can tell.
Yeah, well, you know what? You get that it's great sugar treacle, and you're going to be bouncing off the walls tonight. Meanwhile,
right,
I'll be in the corner throwing up. I can't drink sugary anything. But thanks for joining us. I wanted to have you on the show because a couple of things. First of all, even though it's out of the news already, your hometown of Lake Charles, Louisiana, took a direct hit from the latest hurricane. You wrote a fantastic piece, which is up on ricochet.com. Folks can go to August 31st to find it, called A Tale of Two Cultures. Talk to us about what happened in Lake Charles.
Well, in Lake Charles, I mean, it took a direct hit. The one good thing, I was talking with my sister who lives just west of Lake Charles along the Texas line, and Lake Charles did have the benefit of the eye going over town. So there was, I suppose, a 30-minute reprieve in the middle of it all before the action kicked up again, whereas for folks to the east or to the west of the eye wall, it was just nonstop, 150-mile-an-hour winds. It was like a buzzsaw, just knocking, cutting everything down. My family evacuated town. My mom and my sister and the grandkids and great-grandkids left town and went to north of Houston to some family there. And they fared well up there, but the houses, my mom's house, I would believe, has some sort of superficial something happening with the roof. There's some tarp over that. My sister's house appears to be in good shape. My niece's house sustained pretty significant roof damage. And the mold, being in Louisiana, it's just like an armpit, you know.
That's on a good day.
Right, yeah. So the mold set in right away, and so they're doing an awful lot of work. Our family has some property up in the middle of the state that belonged to my great-great-grandparents. They built a house there, and my brother-in-law went up there, secured everything, and it seems to have worked. You know the straps that they use in a flatbed to secure the cargo? He used those straps to secure the old roof to this place.
My
great-great-grandparents built it in the 30s.
You know, I was absolutely just floored by the pictures that you put up in this post up in Ricochet, because apparently the church that you played in as a kid, now you don't live down there now, you live up in Memphis, but the church that you played in as a kid, I mean, that looked like something out of what my dad played in World War II East End of London.
Right. My parents were married there. My sister was married there. I was, you know, as a little child, I mean, I've got my Bible that I got when I was born, and it's from that church. And then as a teenager, I climbed to the top of the roof because I had no sense. But it sustained quite a bit of damage. And what struck me, to get back to the piece that I wrote, was how in the aftermath of this horrific storm, there's no such thing as race, right, or pigmentation or ethnicity. None of that matters. What matters is people helping people. They're bonded together by common humanity to try to help each other out, by compassion and by love for fellow human beings and the dignity that they deserve as human beings. That's what happens when there's a significant event, right? This was not a self-imposed disaster. This was a natural disaster, and they are bonding together. The Cajun Navy is running all over the place trying to do what they can to help people out. And I contrast that with Kenosha, with Portland, and these other places where people have the luxury of being offended by things that make no sense at all, and then rampaging and tearing the place apart, marauding and pillaging, and it's awful. The contrast, and you see that because on the picture that I put in the post, half of the picture is a fire truck on fire in Kenosha, and the other half is the destruction in Lake Charles. But those two diametrically opposed cultures, if you will, came into stark relief in the aftermath of that storm, so I thought I would write about it.
This is why I wanted to talk with you about this tonight, because I think what you're talking about, these two opposing sides, are in essence destruction and building, destruction and building and growing. And I think this is emblematic of our election and the choices that we have now been given as voters and citizens when we're taking a look at these inner cities around the country that are being burned and looted and businesses being destroyed. And then you've got an idea, a concept, plans, policies to try to rebuild and allow all people across all demographics to prosper. Where do you think America is on this question with 60 days out?
I think that America is on the side of decency and on the side of humanity and on the side, to quote the president, law and order. I don't believe that they are prepared to yield their cities, their neighborhoods, their businesses, and their lives to a mob, to a thugocracy.
That was my garage band name in the 80s, by the way.
Why am I not surprised?
Thugocracy. I'm kidding. It would have been a good one.
But there was a guy that I went to high school with, and I reconnected with him on social media. He's a super guy, very nice guy, and he's done well for himself, and I just love him to death. But we're on opposite sides of the political divide. And so he posted a meme last night when NRA starts taking credit for school shootings, then Black Lives Matter will take credit for the looting. And one of the things he wrote, he says, tell me where Black Lives Matter told people to loot. Mm-hmm. So I happen to have seen the video of Ariel Atkins, who is a Black Lives Matter leader in Chicago, saying that looting is reparations.
Yeah.
I mean, say it right. Go ahead and do it. It's reparations. You're entitled to it. Go for it. We want you to do it. We support it. I posted the video. The guy goes completely silent.
Yeah.
Didn't refute it. Didn't
he should have listened before you came on. We played a 2-minute clip of all the Democrats in the media essentially talking about you got to punch people in the face. You got to get out there. You got, and they were advocating violence. These people are saying it. There's a thing called video today.
Well, that began with Barack Obama saying that when they bring a knife, we bring a gun. And when he ran in 2008 telling people, don't just disagree with him, get in their face, push back. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And they've taken him up on his word. Black Lives Matter didn't start under Donald Trump.
No, it started in 2014 under Barack Obama. And, what was it? Frying like pigs in a blanket, frying like bacon. Anyway, we've got to go through the commercial break here. We're going to be back here. We've got Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online on Ricochet.com. We're just starting, folks. We'll be right back. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient, and I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes, and I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx is urging Americans to be careful over the Labor Day weekend. Dr. Birx urging everyone to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. The best bumper music in all of radio here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair. Delighted to be with you on this Wednesday evening. We are about 60-plus days out of election 2020. And, you know, I was just talking with our guest here, Dave Carter, who you can find at Dave Carter online at ricochet.com, an incredible podcast. And he's also a contributor over at The Federalist and The Conservative Review. Dave, you and I were just talking off air and making the statement that we've all said before, that this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And, you know, I hate it because I remember Sean Hannity saying it back in the 90s when I used to listen to him on the radio. But this truly is, isn't it? I mean, we're looking at a major dichotomy of different directions that this country can go in 60 days, aren't we?
Dave, you remember 4 years ago when, forget the gentleman's name, that made the comparison with Flight 93?
Yes.
And so that was a Flight 93 election. And the comparison was between that election and the people on Flight 93 that were trying to avert a catastrophe because Flight 93 was headed toward the White House. This is on 9/11.
Yeah.
And they ended up pitching the plane to save whatever target ostensibly the plane was supposed to hit. And he made the connection or the analogy between Flight 93 and that election. And I had on my last episode of the show, I had Vic Davis Hanson on, which you've had him on before too. And I asked him if that's a valid, well, not really that comparison. My question was, is there such a thing as a point of no return? And beyond that point, you're done. Are we at such a point? Now, his answer was, we may very well be. I don't dismiss him as an alarmist.
Yeah,
he's got plenty of historical perspective. He's a brilliant guy. And when he says we may very well be, I take that seriously. We have heard it every 4 years, which, as I said off air, tends to take the punch out of what we hear out of the situation now. But that does not negate the reality of the situation that we find ourselves in.
You know, and that scares me because, I mean, you know, you've had Victor on. We've had Victor on. Victor is one of the greatest minds walking this planet on this day. And when he says something like that from a perspective of history, and he's a historian on more than you and I will ever read. And he, right. You know, he knows. You know, I wasn't around. I was a zygote. I wasn't born until February of 1969. But in 1968, you were around. You were a kid. Does what we're dealing with right now worse? Does it compare? Is it better? Is it not as serious than what we saw in 1968? Because from a historical standpoint, 1968 looks like a walk in the park compared to what we're dealing with now.
I don't have the data to put my fingers on right now to know the number of bombings, the number of riots, and all that. But it certainly has got an awful feel to it. And I was a kid. I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing the newsreels, and it was chaotic. I don't know. I think we may be there. I think I told you that I'll be interviewing a mutual friend of ours,
yeah.
Brian Watt, from my own show, and he made a great argument, a cogent argument, in his recent essay that 68 and 72 with McGovern both bear some learning from with respect to this election that we're having now. The situations could be comparable, and the results too, if they don't get hijacked by mail-in ballots or what have you.
So, I mean, you know, in the 1968 convention, you were dealing with Black Panthers, you were dealing with Weather Underground, Bill Ayers,
right.
and Bernadine Dorn, you were having mailboxes blowing up in the Capitol. I mean, you had domestic terrorists, but this is ubiquitous in blue cities all across the nation, and it isn't a couple, 3 weeks or a month. We are now going into our third month of quote-unquote protests. Right, we got to stop calling these things protests now. They're just mobs and mob rule, where we're essentially allowing children, and they are children. They may be sponsored by leftist adults, but it's the children that are in the streets with their masks and their Molotov cocktails and their baseball bats that are in essentially tearing our country apart. I don't think there's anything, we keep talking about 1968, but I don't think there's anything that we can compare it to that has this length of time. And they've promised that this is going to go through the election.
Oh, Kamala Harris has said that it would. Win, lose, or draw, she said, this resistance is going to continue, which is why they've got to do something. You are correct, I think, and it's ubiquitous. It's across the country, and it's not necessarily just in the large cities. And it is Democrat-run cities. Someone took me to task on social media about that. You know, well, Trump's president, yes, but we have federalism, and Trump is limited to this, at this point, at least, of what he can do. The mayors and the governors of these states and the mayors of these cities bear remarkable responsibility for what they're allowing to happen, for pulling back the police and surrendering police precincts to these people. They've turned what used to be good, hospitable and pleasant places to live into, I call it armpitistan, because it's just one place after another that is on fire.
So,
again, and Biden is coming around to this belatedly now that he sees it's hurting him in the polls. We'll see how that works out for them. Maybe I think it's probably too little too late.
Yeah, well, you just beat me to it, because I was going to ask you how it relates to the candidates. And we saw in the past 48 hours a presidential candidate that first said that he was not going to come out of his bunker, that he can win an election from his basement, now going to Kenosha, going to Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, because somebody ran in with their latest polls hot off the presses, scared them to the bejeebies out of them, and now they're getting out. What do you expect that we're going to start to see and hear from Joe Biden? Because he's now talking like a Republican.
But he's got the tiptoe around the cause. He can say, as he did the other day, that this both sides need to calm down. There are good people on both sides. Of course, when Donald Trump said that at Charlottesville, they ate his lunch. But he has to tiptoe around the cause. I read this yesterday, and it's very, very, very spot on. The Democratic nominee and the Democrats in general will denounce specific acts when compelled, but they aren't going to denounce the ideological precursors to those acts. And that matters a great deal. Because if they go to the cause and explain that the whole nucleus of these things is just ridiculous. The reality is, it says, if you adhere to a certain set of propositions, for example, that policing in 2020 is morally indistinguishable from slave catching in 1850, or that the American Republic is fundamentally a white supremacy superstructure, then violence is both inevitable and, by those premises, it's justifiable. So he has to say we can't act this way, but he can't say why we can't act this way or why what you're doing is so wrong and indefensible, because then he exposes a vulnerability they'd rather not discuss.
You know, as we go into our last couple of minutes here, first of all, can you stick through the commercial? I'd love to have you to the top of the hour, because you're just such a wealth of knowledge for us.
I can do that. I've got some more Drambuie left. Absolutely.
You pour yourself some of that sweet stuff. All right. And we're going to get debaucherous here. Is that a word?
It is to me.
Here's my question for you before we go into our commercial here.
Yeah.
Trump has been very much straight down one message. Law and order. We're not going to be putting up with this. But Ted Wheeler and these, you know, Lightfoots and all these other folks, they need to call us in, as you were just referring to 10th Amendment right. federalism. We have to be called in. Ted Wheeler last night had his condo set on fire. He had to move because the mob burned him out. Now, Ted Wheeler is a very successful guy. He's got three or four homes, no big whoop. But do you think that in any way marble falls, dawned light, you know, what is it, Marblehead, and in any way some of these people start to wake up before the election, before it's too late and they lose their city, or have they just quadrupled down?
Yes and no. They're going to wake up before the election, but it's going to be too late. I mean, even the mayor of Chicago, Lightfoot, is it?
Yeah.
Said, no more riding on my property. That's different. We can't do that. So we're getting this not in my backyard stuff. They are recognizing it, but they've had 3 months to figure this out. This is now all about electoral CYA, and I think people will see that.
I think people see it for what it is because,
right.
again, the polling has got to be alarming. Listen, Biden's numbers just came back from Michigan, a state that Michael Moore says that the enthusiasm for Trump, and he said this 4 years ago and he was right, Trump is up 2.6% in Michigan. He's about to win Minnesota. So the Democrats have got to be absolutely terrified right now because they had a lousy convention. Trump comes through with an incredible convention, one of the best we've ever seen, and that's in the age of COVID. And so they've got to be really worried. When we get through the break, though, I want to talk with you more about, you know, the state of the election because we're here. I mean, you know, 2 months. It's going to fly by. I want to talk to you about mail-in balloting. I want to talk about, are we going to be sitting here having same discussion in 3 months from now, wondering who's won. So before we do that, tell everybody where they can find you online, please.
I am at DaveCarterOnline.com, where you will find, for example, the article that Dave has been referencing, and some podcasts. So it's good stuff. Fun
Dave
stuff.
Carter Online. We're going to get through the break here. We'll be right back with Dave Carter, Dave Sussman, here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
Bueller? Bueller? No, it's Dave Sussman. I'm here in the chair at Realside Radio across the 73 stations on the Salem Radio, GCN Radio Network, and I'm always having fun on the radio network, and you can find us at therealside.com, or you can give us a phone call. We'll be taking phone calls in the next hour at 855-732-5563, 855-732-5563. But in the meantime, I'm delighted to keep our guest on with us, Dave Carter, because we always have so much fun with him, especially when he's drinking Drambuie. Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online and the Ricochet Audio Network, where you can find his amazing show. He's got a good one coming up this week. You might want to listen to that one. Dave, I got a question for you right out of the Biden camp. We saw Joe Biden says that the officers involved in the shootings of Jacob Blake and Breonna Taylor should be charged. He says, let's make sure justice is done. You know, there's no justification whatsoever for his position, given what we now know, especially with Jacob Blake, who was resisting arrest. He was sexually abused and assaulted a 15-year-old girl multiple times. He got tased and he ran around. He got away from the cops, went to his car, where we now know that there was a knife. So what is Joe Biden doing here?
Was that recent when he said that? Is that today or the last day?
Yeah, it just came out this morning, I believe.
Well, he's in a fog. I mean, he's in a fog, and they're not going to feed him the truth anyway. Well, I don't know if he'd know the difference if they did. There was an old guy the one time that walked into a bar on Bourbon Street. I don't know why I remembered this story, but he walked into a little strip joint on Bourbon Street, and a lady kind of bounced up to him and said, "Would you like soup or sex?" And he said, "I think I'll have the soup." And that's kind of where I think Joe Biden is at the moment.
I wouldn't want the sex on Bourbon Street either, though. I've been on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I have too. I used to go in St. Louis Cathedral and ask forgiveness for the things I was going to do. Anyway, as I wrote in this piece about Jacob Blake's arrest, the police responded knowing that this courageous hero had a warrant for his arrest. They attempted to arrest him, at which point he peacefully fought back, amicably putting one officer in a headlock, while good-naturedly shrugging off two taser attempts. While according to the police union, they told him to stop trying to get in the car. He was meekly armed with a knife. The venerable Jacob Blake non-confrontationally refused the orders of the officers, who were not able to subdue him. He tried to enter his vehicle, where he would retrieve a weapon. There was a knife in there where the officers shot him. What were they supposed to do? And it bears mentioning that the lady who called 911, who had previously been his victim of multiple sexual assaults against her, her two children were in the car. That was her car he was trying to get into. He had stolen it once before. Yeah. The two kids are in the car. He's got knives. He gets in the car and drives off with these kids. What happens? I mean, you don't let that take place. Then you open yourself up, or you open those kids, and God knows who else, you open them up to possible wrecks, all kinds of things. You just don't allow that to happen. They tried to tase them. They tried everything they could think of.
What?
They did not respond.
It's incredible. This is your piece is amazing, the way you described it, because that's why they pay you the big bucks. But, I mean, listen, we know the truth on this. We've read the reports thus far, and they have, to a certain extent, been repeated even in mainstream media, not as much as they should have, but if you want the information, it's out there. And yet the narrative is being continued by the Democrat nominee for President of the United States, and you and I both know that a large percentage of the people that will be voting for him truly believe that there is an epidemic across this country of black men being gunned down by white officers on racial reasons, when it could, the numbers just don't show that. You know, it just doesn't happen. It's nothing compared to the sheer number of people that are arrested. 80 million arrests a year. And we're talking a couple of handfuls of situations here. And even if it was 100, it would be just and one is bad. And I get that. Okay, but people truly believe that we're dealing with an epidemic here, where you've got roving bands of white racist, white supremacists that are using their power in police departments all across the country to take out the black man. How do we have this conversation when the narrative is so unrealistic and is untoward and is basically a lie?
I don't know. I mean, I have cited the facts ad nauseum in my own articles. I mean, in 2019, there were 9 unarmed black men that were killed by police. There were 19 white people that were killed by police. Meanwhile, 7,000 people plus, 7,000 blacks plus are the victims of homicide every year, and 90% of those are at the hands of other black assailants. So if I'm a black person and I'm worried about getting shot when I leave the house, the odds are overwhelmingly in favor of another black person gunning me down than a police officer. It's less than 1%. Mm-hmm. And yet that's what gets all the attention. And it's not just the Democrats. I mean, Drew Brees has got Jacob Blake's name on his helmet. You remember a couple of days ago when the gentleman was arrested for literally trying to rape a lady in broad daylight in New York on the subway platform?
Yep.
They got him a few hours later, and I tweeted out saying, I wonder if this guy's the next candidate for Drew Brees' helmet. What these folks, what happens with what the criminal element does is irrelevant.
Yeah.
If a black person is murdered, by another black person, it's nothing, nothing at all. A lady was shot here just recently, a pregnant lady shot in front of Walgreens by the child's father, the child that she was carrying. Nothing.
So
but somebody gets shot by a cop, that's a totally different thing.
You and I, we talk about this. We use facts. We use cogent reasoning to try to explain why what you're seeing on the news reported by media, what you're seeing the Bidens and the Clintons and the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world are saying is not in fact truth. And yet we still have this. Is there an answer other than just trying to be patient and you know, explaining this? Or is there another way that we can get, you know, just permeate the thick fog of this? It's almost Goebbels-like, right? I mean, it's just repeat, you know, a lie often enough until it becomes true. How do you get the truth through?
Well, here's a hypothesis. I think we are getting the truth through. I think in certain places, Wisconsin for one, I think I spoke to you about this on my show the other day, that the numbers in terms of black approval ratings for the president are going way up. I think that folks where in these communities where the crime is happening, they understand. They may not say very much because after all, they'll be told they're not black. But I think enough people are coming around. I think there's a growing movement, and I do think, again, outside of shenanigans at the mailbox or, you know, or the Hearst parking lane in Chicago at the voting precincts, outside of that, I think that this is going to – I think the left is in for a bit of an awakening.
Well, let's hope so. And, you know, I always look at you as a wise soothsayer of what is going on. We are 60-plus days out now of an election. This may or may not be a Flight 93 election. I don't know. I truly believe that if this election goes in the wrong direction and the Democrats are projecting what – they're telling us what they're going to do. This election, if the Democrats have their way, will not be over on November the 3rd, the morning of November the 4th.
Right.
Okay? And we know this. And we see Axios and Bloomberg articles that have come out today alone and suggested that if the election was held as it is right now, Donald Trump wins November the 3rd with a massive landslide, 380 electoral votes, maybe more. But then they have to wait for the mail-in ballots to come in and be counted, and that could take days, weeks, possibly longer. You and I both went through 2000. Okay. That took 5 weeks until the Supreme Court said shut it down. We're done. And we know what that did to this country. Today, we've got the added element in our last couple of minutes here, Dave, of violence, looting, arson in the streets. What happens in those few weeks that it can take to count votes?
During those few weeks, I think everybody holds their breath, and it's largely a legal maneuver. I think the uptick in violence is going to take place one way or the other, but that will take place once the results are known.
And what happens if Donald Trump ultimately wins?
Then people are going to lose their minds. And I think at that point, he's got to step in. I think it's called the Insurrection Act. Andrew McCarthy can correct me. But he's got to step in. Yeah, he's just got to step in. When the mayors are refusing to safeguard American citizens, then he has to take affirmative steps to do exactly that. And that means the National Guard. They're not going to understand anything else, I don't think.
Well, with that being said, Kamala Harris and Biden and the Democrats and much of the media have basically been saying, if you want this to stop, if you want this insurrection, if you will, to stop, just vote Biden and it will all go away. And I don't know about you, but I think most people, when they're given an ultimatum, in this case, they're being held hostage.
They're being told, oh, nice little country you've got there. It's a shame to have something happen to it, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
No, we don't know. What was the response in World War II? Nuts.
Yeah,
we don't do that.
Dave Carter, please tell everybody where they can find you and your podcast as well as your great articles.
Right now I'm in Memphis it's DaveCarterOnline.com, and that's where you'll find a repository of different articles that I've written, things that predate my time at Ricochet even. There's a page full of podcasts, and you'll see my interview, for example, with Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, and sometime later this week you'll see my interview with an up-and-coming guy by the name of Dave Sussman. You may have heard of him.
Uh-oh.
So that'll be on there. And there's another page on the site called The Winkwell, more introspective, you know, stream of drambuie, basically. But it's a fun site, so you'll enjoy it. It's DaveCarterOnline.com.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us, extending out the time with us. Generous,
as you
always are, and we'll be talking real soon. And, folks, we'll be back at the top of the hour. Hour number 3 here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman in the chair. Stick through the break.